Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this Monday. Ravens in pads in about an hour and a half out of one winning drive. First time. Training camp 2025 preseason opener against the Colts coming up August the 7th. So we're chipping away, ladies and gentlemen, at the days before football starts in a big way here with the Ravens. High expectations. A lot of teams have big expectations coming into the year. But Zach Orr, last year, no idea what to expect from him. And expectations, I don't want to say were low, just kind of questionable what you're going to get out of the rookie DC. Now in year two, year under his belt, obviously. Ravens defense performed very well. Brought in Dean Pease, tweaked the lineup a little bit. Kyle Hamilton, he's one of the reasons the Ravens have a good defense, was asked about Zach Orr year two versus last year at this time.
I think it's been a big freedom thing for him. Like within our system, he doesn't want us to be robots. He wants us to go out there and make plays, and he knows the talent he has in the room at every position, every level. So having that trust and that faith in us is a big thing for us. You know, we give our all for him every day, and he does the same thing for us, and he allows us to go out there and make the defense ours. So that's one thing that he's entrusted us with more, just like responsibility this year.
Well, I think when you have guys that are capable, because you know your players better than anybody, you know what they're capable of, what they're not capable of, what their strengths are. So good coaches take advantage of the strengths of his players. And they got a lot of players that got a lot of strengths. You know, I mean, and like Kyle Hamilton talking, I mean, he can play back, he can play up, he can blitz, he can cover, you know, so take advantage of him. And I think that's what he's doing. And by being able to do that scheme-wise and stuff, and you got corners who can play on the outside, they're going to be a fast, aggressive. I think they're going to be one of the most aggressive defenses in the league because of the talent they have, because of the corners that they have also that can play.
Now, last year, problems in the secondary with communication, performance, I guess it all went hand in hand. Kyle Hamilton talks about building chemistry and making sure those communication problems are no longer a reality for that defense.
I think it's the offseason. You know, we don't just pull up and this is the first time we've been together since Buffalo. You know, there's no fans here and you guys are here sometimes, but you know, we're putting in the work during the spring, during the summer, and we're texting each other, calling each other, and that way, so we get out here, we're not behind the eight ball. Because, you know, when we go out to Buffalo week one, we want to be the best we can be and carry that momentum from then on. So there's no secret at all. It's just putting in the work and spending time with each other, honestly, because you got to be comfortable. And I think that's why Jair's gelled so well with us, because he came in and it's like, pretty much like, don't be a stranger. Like, I need to be in every conversation you guys are in so that we can be together in the locker room and on the field. So I think that's been the biggest thing for us.
Hey, Bob, when I'm out there, I see them communicating a lot. I see a lot of talk back in, talking secondary right now. I see a lot of communication going on, a lot of people talking, especially like Jair Alexander is a gambler. He likes to be very aggressive in his coverage and stuff. And you see him talking to the free safety because, like, if his guy, like, he's playing cover three and his guy's running a deep post, also cover three's got deep third. The safety's got deep middle. So once he sees the safety, safety's like, yeah, I got your guy. Then boom, then he's jumping across and route and stuff. You see them talking. You see them communicating. I see a lot of communication and things going on out there. And I have not seen one busted coverage. I have not seen one guy like, what the hell is going on? I just see a very confident group out there.
It's 58-80-105-7 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Monday. You heard, Kyle Hamilton talking about Jair Alexander coming over from Green Bay, teammates of Lamar Jackson at the University of Louisville. What kind of energy is he bringing to the equation, Alexander, that is?
We probably needed some of that. You know, guys can be a little eccentric at times, but I'm more even keel, so I need to have that been brought out of me a little bit, and Jair does that for us. And, you know, everybody follows his lead when it comes to the energy and stuff, and he's only been here 3 practice days, but everybody can feel the difference with him here. So thanks to everybody upstairs for getting him here, and just glad he's on our team now.
Well, he definitely brings it. He brings it every day. He brings it every drill. And it allows the other guys to kind of express themselves a little bit more, have a little bit more fun, and don't be so robotic. Deion Sanders did that for us in 94 and made us a lot better football team. So, yeah, I think Jair Alexander, especially a guy coming in, Bob, when you got so much pressure on you at the beginning of the season anyhow about the expectations and all, this guy's out there just having a blast and talking trash and everything. Man, you know, letting those guys have fun, which is big.
Kyle Hamilton, first-round pick out of Notre Dame just a couple months back. Malachi Starks, same thing, out of Georgia. Kyle Hamilton explains why he thinks Starks is farther along at this same stage than he was 3 years ago.
He does amazing stuff without even trying, and probably doesn't even know that he's doing it. But he's just so instinctual, and, you know, he's got that little bit holding him back just because he hasn't been in it a long time. So once that clicks, then he'll be a great player. But you know, I think he knows the playbook more than I did. He's confident out there. He's talking, and he's just so willing to learn and be a sponge. And, you know, it's very admirable for somebody his age.
Yeah, and the thing about it, remember, Bob, I mean, Hamilton kind of got benched at the beginning of the season, his rookie year, because he was making so many mistakes.
And Marcus Williams was playing well.
Yeah.
He got hurt.
So, and I give Kirby Smart a lot of credit for that, University of Georgia. I mean, the thing is too, with Malachi, basically he's playing with the Philadelphia defense back at Georgia. You know, I mean, there was a lot of draft picks, a lot of good players winning the national championships. And when you watch that guy, he looks like a pro. He looks like a veteran, actually, is what he looks like. Because, you know, kind of like Kyle's talking about, he's very confident back there, which he is. And he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And he studies his ass off. So, yeah, I mean, he is a pro's pro.
Now, here is Malachi Starks himself. Hamilton, first-round pick. Marlon, first-round pick. Nate, first-round pick. So what are you learning from your fellow first-round draft picks out there?
Yeah, I think it's huge. And just like when you look at the guys, just like their personality, I mean, like, it's such a great room to be in. And just like the knowledge that they have. And even the guys, you know, that – Wharton first round pick, just like our room is very deep in general, from top to bottom. So just for me to be able to come in and learn from everybody, I mean, it's going to be huge in my development. I think it's also helping everybody else. You know, the better you can teach somebody else, the better you actually know the system. So
yeah, Alexander was a first round pick too, yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was by Green Bay. I think, Bob, the thing about it is when you've got veterans, which they have a lot of veterans that are willing to help the young guys, I think that's a great locker room. That's a good room. You know, when you have, you know, veteran guys that don't want, like a Joe Flacco, you know, it's not my job to teach young guys. Yeah, kind of is, you know. So I think that that's big, that, you know, all these guys can help Malachi, and he can bounce anything off of them. I think that is a very productive locker room. And to me, it starts with Harbs, because they probably, the coaches probably preach that. And that's the types of players they bring in.
Spitty and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, count some dough for the first time this week by ourselves. The inning's off to one winning drive. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to have some NFL lunch with Chris Boombacha from USA Today. We got the American League East report. Going to hear from Manzo and the rest as the Orioles take 2 out of 3 from the Rockies over the weekend, including an 18-0 demolition on Saturday night. And Tyler O'Neill, tip of the cap. I'm not wearing a hat, full disclosure, but if I was wearing one, I'm tipping the cap to you. Big series. No.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No doubt.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Ravens practice 1:30 in pads. Orioles and Blue Jays 4-game set starts tonight, 6:35. We're at Park Canada Yards. Jordan Westbrook bobblehead night. We'll be at Pickles. Come on down, say hello. Me, Ryan Ripken, and Joe LaCroix. We start at 5:30. We'll get you ready for the festivities and everything else going on in between. But right now, let's count some early week money by yourself.
All right, Bob. We're in the green. The Dow's up 28 is all. The S&P's up 6. NASDAQ is up 67. DraftKings down 27 cents. Under Armour's down a dime to 682.
Start here with the Ravens. Very deep roster this year that's made them a favorite amongst the media and fans for early Super Bowl predictions. But of their entire roster, which position group in itself is in fact the deepest? Well, Frank Plecko of Baltimore Beatdown writes that cornerbacks would be his selection and explains why. Says it's not the first time that we've said this about a Baltimore secondary or a part of the secondary. Rarely do they finish in that shape, but at least for now, it's hard to argue against the high upside additions of Jaire Alexander, Chidobe Awuzie. They should blend in nicely with what you have in a returning vet like Marlon Humphrey. And a very encouraging rookie year for Nate Wiggins has left a lot of people excited about what he could do in year two as well. Says don't forget about TJ Tampa either. Not going to be leaned on heavily out the gate, but room for him to have a role as well. Vinny, are you buying or selling that cornerback is in fact the deepest part of the Ravens roster right now?
I think it's a deep roster, but also I think running back is extremely deep. I think wide receivers, I think, is deep. But overall, numbers-wise, yeah, I would say the secondary is probably, you know, especially corner. I could buy that.
Over to the Orioles. A lot of people expected to be on the move this week before the trade deadline. Some of those players that could be leaving would have been contenders for the team's Most Valuable Oriole Award. Ryan O'Hearn probably would have been an easy choice to win that this year, considering not only his stats, but his leadership as well. But we expect him to be on the move at the deadline. Same could be said for Ramon Laureano. Time will tell, but who's next in line after them starts getting a little difficult to pick an MVO. So I would say, what about Trevor Rogers? Has he done enough? 8 starts so far, but been as consistent as you could have possibly hoped. A 1.49 ERA in those outings. Buy or sell, Bob, despite not being present for the first chunk of the season, Rogers will end up winning MVO and become the first pitcher to do so since 2002.
Who was that? Rodrigo Lopez or something
it
crazy
was.
Like
that? It was going to be a side trivia, but you nailed it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I still remember some stuff. Win it? If they jettison I'm selling it. I think Gunnar will move to the top of the line. And then Holiday, Rogers, and if Batista comes back, he'll probably get some consideration. But, you know, there's still, what, 6 weeks? I mean, what's August 1st is Friday. About 6 weeks where the voting starts. I will say Gunnar moves to the top of the line. Rogers probably a strong second, but still plenty of time to decide that sort of thing.
Back to the NFL. We know the pressure is on for the Dolphins this year, but maybe some unexpected drama here in the early goings of them for training camp. Tyreek Hill, well, we knew he grew frustrated with the losing at the end of last year. Even a little social media post implied that he wanted a change of scenery. Nothing came of it. He attempted to walk it back, but according to his quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, things are not that simple. Tua was very open in his media sessions last week, said the relationship between him and his wide receiver, really Hill and the entire team, called it a work in progress. Doubled down on that when asked for a follow-up by NFL Network, said, quote, "I don't feel it's me talking bad about my teammate, just trying to hold him accountable. If this is what we say the standard is, no one is exempt from it." Buy or sell, Vinny, the strained relationship between Tua and Hill will make its way onto the field this season.
I'll buy it, because I don't know that Hill is the type that, it's not my fault. I was saying what the truth is. I could see that. I could see the GM calling Drew Rosenhaus as the agent say, "Hey, Drew, help me with Tyreek. We need to get him back in line." And who's not to say Mike McDonald didn't encourage Tua to say those things, you know, in his first press conference too.
McDaniel.
I've never seen that side of Tua. It's not like he went full scorched earth, but it was probably a little bit more than your typical cliche answers for sure.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, he definitely called him out.
Still had his shoulder pads on saying, "Get me to bleep out of here."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of last season.
Let's see, back to the O's. Zach Eflin back on the mound tonight for his second appearance since returning from the IL. Also, maybe one more chance to show off for potential suitors at the trade deadline. Last time out against Cleveland, he was great. First three innings were 3-3 down, had a little jam in the fourth, then rebounded with another clean inning in the fifth before his night came to an end. He was sitting at 84 pitches when it was all said and done. The cautious approach here from Tony Mancelino, can't argue against it. There's no reason to push Eflin, especially in his first start back, but you know he's looking for more. Buy or sell, Bob, if Eflin is on his game again tonight, Mancelino will have no restrictions in place. Let his starter work towards the usual 100-pitch threshold.
I'll go ahead and buy that, and it could be the swan song, as you said, Nolan, for Eflin. In an Orioles uniform, there could be a mandate from above that says get him the hell out of here because he might be on the move in the next 48 hours. So that'll be interesting to watch. But if he gets the heave-ho when he's dealing, and Toronto's offense can be pretty prolific here as they've slugged their way. Well, they've done a lot of good things to move in control of the AL East. But that's a fun thing to watch. If he gets hooked early, like at 88 pitches in the sixth, and it's 4-0 Orioles, Where are we going with that?
It's connecting dot season.
Yes.
Before we break here, we've got giveaways on Vinny and Haney this week, and exciting giveaways at that, because it actually relates to the Maryland Terrapins. I've got tickets here for the Hall of Fame series that's coming back to the CFG Bank Arena this fall. The Terps are going to kick off their season as a part of that, taking on Coppin State. Towson also participating, taking on the Loyola Greyhounds. So if you want to see all that local action on Monday, November 3rd at the CFG Bank Arena, you can be a lucky winner right now. I'm looking for caller number 5 to win a pair of tickets to that event at 410-583-1057. We'll be giving away a pair every single day this week, but here's your first chance, 410-583-1057.
DJ Strawberry, number 5, baby, 2004 ACC Tournament Champions. Basketball, less than 100 days from tip-off.
Oh.
Yeah, right. We'll come back, talk more about the Orioles, talk about the Ravens. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Vinny, you're heading out to one winning drive. First thing you're watching is what?
Oh, the big boys, Bob, with the pads on.
Dig in the trenches. We got another funhouse trip coming up later in the show. Top of the hour, Chris Boombacha. Going to talk some NFL with him as we're just, what, days away from the Hall of Fame game. Ravens August 7th in the preseason opener against the always fun and exciting and, quite frankly, a little bit questionable Indianapolis Colts.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
As he homered in 3 straight games, the Orioles as a team raked with runners in scoring position. And they've been bad in that area going back to pretty much a year ago at this time, and were really bad in their previous 20 games, hitting below 200 with runners in scoring position. But Tyler O'Neill, in the last 7 days, which is a week, according to my calculations, 7 hits, 16 at-bats, 3 homers, 6 ribbies. He scored 6 runs. Slugging percentage is at 1,063. His OPS is 1,589. That's slow pitch stuff. But Nolan, we were talking about this earlier, and we know that O'Neill's healthy, and as Tony Manzalino tried to explain to us, and in theory, we get it. It's basically May 1st for him. But that's not what the Orioles signed up for. Well, you'll start to heat up in August when we're already where they're not mathematically eliminated. But for all intents and purposes, they're done. They're about to blow things up here with some expiring contract players being on the move. So I asked you this question earlier. We're asking the listeners, too, at 410-583-1057. I'll get your phone calls later in the hour. If O'Neal goes bananas in the last 2 months and say he hits 10 homers combined August, September, maybe 12, something dopey. Let's think big. Do you want him back? Or would you prefer that he does the exercise player opt-out and hits free agency again? I would think, though, that whoever he's represented by would say, look, you got guaranteed dough coming from Baltimore. The fact that you've been on the IL six times in the last 2 years and, 15 times throughout your career is going to give teams pause to come at you with anything financially that the Orioles are guaranteed to give you if you pick up your option. So he could be Babe Ruth for the next 2 months. I don't think it would be in his best interest to opt out. But Nolan, you might be speaking for a lot of fans when we talked about this a couple of hours ago. Like, go ahead.
Right.
Opt out and see you wouldn't want to be you when it's all said and done.
The clean break, the clean start, or fresh start, I think that's what a lot of fans want to see. And it's hard to argue against it just because how bad or how non-existent would probably be the better way to put it. Tyler O'Neill's tenure as an Oriole has been so far. But another key factor there from his side of things, his agent side of things, don't turn down the money by no means, but also let's look at the roster here. It's going to be another opening in right field again next year. You're expected, if you're going to be on the roster, to be at the forefront of that competition. You know, things have changed very quickly here in the last couple of years for Heston Kerstad. His stock as a rising prospect has not been very linear. It's gone up and then it's gone down, and now we don't really know what to think about him.
Sure.
We also know the Orioles are probably going to have to make a change, or when I say change, make some sort of addition in center field. I'm thinking more stopgap, 1 or 2 years before one of your younger guys can take over there as we move on from Cedric Mullins. So if you're O'Neal, you're O'Neal's agent, you're saying, hey, the opportunity is right here for you to actually live up to those contract expectations. It would be a year late, but better late than never. And it's not something that I put a ton of stock in, but it would leave me a little more comfortable if he had a strong finish to the season, a healthy finish to the season. There'd be something that I could hang my hat on to say, all right, that's the Tyler O'Neal that I want to see coming into spring next year. The injury bug's always going to be a part of his career. It's always going to be something you're looking over the shoulder. But can we get things to line up here where we get at least one good year out of this Tyler O'Neal contract? Can we make the best out of this? Can we squeeze every last pulp out of this thing?
Well, if he sticks around, and I'm going to believe that he will, even if he's brilliant in the last 2 months, pressure is going to be on him to perform. And like you said, it's going to be, okay, as I've been saying for the last month, the August, September, it's a glimpse of what 26 could be like. With Adley back and Aiken back tonight, Bradish making a second rehab start, I think it's tomorrow, then Wells will go on Wednesday. It'd be interesting to see what the Orioles do with him, by the way. I'm guessing you slow play both of them, quite frankly, in August, in September, but get a glimpse of what their health's like, what their confidence is like. Can they still be sharp? And then all systems go going into Sarasota. But yeah, to your point, right field is yours. It's your job. You were signed to be that guy, because the guy that hit 40 some homers and made the All-Star team last year, he moved on because I guess they insulted him with whatever contract offered Anthony Santander they gave him. Now, he's banged up in Toronto, and, you know, obviously they're probably, what the hell's up with this guy? But they haven't missed a beat. Matter of fact, they've trended up since Taters has left the lineup. But right field's your job. You're not competing for it. You're handed the job. It's your job to keep it and not hit the shelf and then all of a sudden have us criticizing you because you're unreliable. I'm not saying you stink as a ball player, but you've played over 100 games, what, twice in his career? The Gold Gloves are 5 years in the rearview mirror. At least provide that pop. And we saw it over the weekend. Granted, it was just Colorado, but if he can rake against Toronto, stays healthy, confidence starts to build a little bit, You know, let's see what the next 2 months will have in store for us watching this crazy ride that has been the Tyler O'Neill story of 25, which has been largely disappointing.
Yeah, this week will tell me a lot. You know, just one, you know, can he stay hot in a short term? And two, staying hot against better competition. You know, three home runs in 3 days for Tyler O'Neill and what he had done prior this season, I don't care who it's against. I'm celebrating it.
Right.
If it was against a AAA lineup, it's still something that I'd be willing to celebrate. But you take it to American League leading Blue Jays team. Solid pitching staff overall. You get Chicago over the weekend. They're one of the best in the National League. Good pitching staff there. So can you keep this going? No kind of hiccups or bumps in the road. And as much as we love to focus on the home runs, and when you're talking about a player like Tyler O'Neill, that is a big selling point for him, it's the full picture, really. This entire month of July, even beyond the most recent here with the Colorado series, he's just been a completely different player. In July, the numbers across the board, the average is up, 261. On base percentage, 346. OPS in July, 933. Now we're talking. Now we're in that conversation, the full picture is starting to be there. Home runs are nice, but it can't be just, oh, I'll hit 30 home runs, but I'll strike out 120 times. Need a little more than that. And he is giving more than that right now.
Now, Sammy Bisaya looks like his call-up's inevitable. Where he fits in, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. But we'll tease it with this. Tony Manzolino, the importance of Sammy Bisaya coming in with big expectations. What's that mental toughness like?
I've never had Sammy, but so it's hard to speak on his mental game. I can't comment on that in general. You know, you know, watching what Jackson Holliday went through last year, it's a great example. If Jackson is not Jackson Holliday and doesn't have the stability he has at home with his dad and being raised in a major league clubhouse, with how Jackson was treated, you know, through the media and through everywhere else last year and how he was handled, he would not be where he's at today. So Jackson's one of the unusual ones that things like that didn't faze him. But for most players to be kind of brought up into the big leagues and go through the ringer, you got to be very careful. They got to be ready. Sammy might already be there. I just don't know him that well. I can't comment on that.
Now, he comes up as Sio and he goes 2-for-27 with 15 strikeouts. I mean, you're going to hear he's overrated, typical scrub Oriole prospect. What the hell was Elias thinking? I mean, he is still relatively young. I mean, he's the youngest guy in AAA, and if he comes up, then they rushed him. I mean, so unless he comes out guns ablazing, some people are going to be like, well, here we go again. I think that would be an unfair critique of him. Then again, if he comes out and blasts away like Eddie Murray, you know, let's not put him in Cooperstown yet either. But you would like to see a guy that is close to major league ready, as we've assumed that he has been.
Right, and I think that was another thing, especially like a month ago when the, you know, bring Bisaya up chants were growing louder and louder and all the catching injuries were piling up, and it was getting harder to kind of argue against keeping him in the minors for now. And the big argument at the time was, well, his bat is major league ready. But you just got done saying it. Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Adley, you name it. Any of these prospects that are a core part of the Orioles right now, when they came up, they had at least some period of time where they struggled or were not quite living up to those expectations, the growing pains. It happened. It's going to happen to Bisaya too. I mean, his major league debut, it could be a nice game, but I'm saying that full couple months, whatever it ends up being, his first taste of the majors is probably going to be like those guys that came before him. He's not any different. And just like you didn't cast those guys off, or he shouldn't have, can't do the same for Bisaya. So whenever his debut happens, celebrate it, enjoy it, but be realistic about it. The struggles are going to come. Let's get him out of the way. And that could be something that is maybe a hidden benefit of the team not really having much to play for down the stretch this year, is that one, maybe it could give Bisaya more consistent playing time, and two, it's not like there's this added pressure of, hey, we got to balance getting you at bats, but also we're trying to win a pennant here, so don't screw things up for us. You know, just go out there and play. I think you kind of take the pressure off.
And also, and we'll answer this question or try to when we come back, where's he playing? How many at bats is he going to get? Because Mountcastle's coming back. Even if they trade Ryan O'Hearn, which we expect, Kobe Mayo, I think he deserves a longer look than we have seen, as he played well over the weekend against the Rockies himself. So where does Bisaya fit in? Backup catcher? I mean, Sanchez is done basically for the season. Jackson, you know, has been swinging the bat pretty well, all things considered. But does Vasallo become, do we get a glimpse, Nolan, of what the catcher situation could look like for the Orioles in 26 and beyond, starting when Vasallo comes up? Vinny at 80, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on his way to one winning drive, 130 Ravens. Pads! And ready for the preseason opener and the season here in 2025, the 7th at M&T against the Colts. But O'Neill's traded. Mountcastle's back. You want Mayo to get at bats. I think he deserves it. Where does Vasallo fit in? Left-handed DH against righties. And then Mountie, I guess, will get most of the play at first base with Adley behind the dish. Do you incorporate him in? Maybe catches a couple of times a week. I mean, it's a nice dilemma for Tony Mantolino to have. When full on Harps, though, we know what we're doing, but we're not telling you what it is. I mean, not to spoil it for the Cubs or whomever he'll make his debut against, but I'm intrigued to see what their plan is because, and Tony Mantolino himself, Nolan, said this month or so ago that, you know, he can play Vasallo first base. And as Adley's now in his late 20s, 27, you know, maybe first base, like kind of Mauer's it up eventually, Hall of Famer, Joe Mauer. But Vasallo, I want to see what this guy could do, how nimble he is around the bag, because Mountcastle made himself from a shortstop, third base, outfielder, to a Gold Glove finalist multiple times at first. Mayo doesn't look like he's embarrassing himself at first base. I'm not saying he's JT Snow or Mark Teixeira with the mitt, but it doesn't look like he doesn't look like scrub. Maybe Basayo's got that in him too.
Yeah, I mean, look, it, based on expected departures this week, the fact that Basayo could play catcher first and then also get some DH time, I have zero concerns about where or how often he can get playing time when he gets here. That should be at the bottom of the questions list. He's going to play. And I think, quite frankly, it should be a variety of all three spots, or if we're focusing defensively, a good balance between first and catcher, because I really need to see how that dynamic between him and Adley is going to play out. Even if it's only going to be for a couple months here at the end of the season in games that aren't really meaningful in terms of a playoff push, but they are still real games. It is still something you can hang your hat on and learn from. And it's a little more than what you might learn in just spring training. And that's going to be one of the biggest questions for this team, a team with a ton of questions, by the way, next year, is how does that dynamic work between Adley and Vasallo? Because ideally, they're both performing at their peak level, and you need to find a way to get them both in the lineup on a daily basis. And the worst possible scenario would be, well, you know, Basayo's not really taking to first, kind of has to go behind the plate. Now we have to move Adley, and if he can't move, now we're in a real dilemma. Like, that would be worst case scenario here, is if either one of them struggles to adapt to first, and now you have to actually pick between the two of them, but we're a ways away from that happening.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, they haven't even played together yet.
Yeah.
And the Orioles did draft two catchers with their first two picks a couple of weeks ago, but Ike Irish looks like a guy, their first round, a top first round pick who could be headed to a corner outfield spot when it's all said and done. We'll wrap up this hour with, gee, are we really surprised this is happening news? Emmanuel Clase, closer for the Guardians, placed on the non-disciplinary paid leave from Major League Baseball sports betting investigation. Joins Luis Ortiz, another Cleveland pitcher, already feeling the sting of that. And the concern, I guess, when it came to sports gambling, all the parlay stuff you can do where, I mean, I don't know, Nolan, we're just watching the thing like everyone else on MLB Network. I mean, over under saves, over under earned runs, that he's good. That's where things get a little dicey here, it seems.
Yeah, I think so. The Luis Ortiz, the other Guardians pitcher you mentioned who was under investigation, the big issue with him or the things they were looking at is that it was prop bets that you were talking about. Things that aren't, it's not like you're just betting on run line or, oh, this team's right, going to win over this team. Things that are a little more detailed, things that a player themselves might be able to directly control the outcome of, very easily. And I think with Ortiz, they were looking into bets being placed on, first pitch outcome. And I know we joke you can bet on anything, but you truly can.
Yes.
You go on FanDuel or any of these other places, you know, first pitch of the game is going to be a ball, a strike, put in play, pop it. You can whatever, the pop out to the shortstop. You can probably bet on that. And they went back and showed the tape of this Ortiz guy pitching, and his first pitch in some of these at bats, the ball wasn't even competitive. I mean, it was in the dirt, like practically spiking it before it even got to the plate, which raised eyebrows saying, big influx of money on first pitch ball, and this guy can't even, this guy's not even getting close. You know, I don't know. It's hard to judge intent, but when the stuff pops up, no one should be surprised.
Well, there's a trail that leads back to Emmanuel Clase in some way, shape, or form. So there's some news coming out of Major League Baseball, one of the top closers in the game last couple of years. I mean, he's been a little shaky this year after that meltdown in the playoffs against the Yankees. But there you go. We'll come back. NFL lunch, feed you some football here from Todd Monken and Zach Orr. Got your American League East report. And then Chris Boone Baca, USA Today, talks about NFL with him. Terry McLaurin's back at Commanders camp. I guess he's happy. Probably not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tech shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.